It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and all this week, we've got a chance for you to win a trip to the Grammys, and just for getting qualified for that, you're going to win a digital download of Grammy-nominated artists, maybe some Lady Gaga, Maroon 5, Post Malone, Cardi B, Ariana Grande. They're all nominated for the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, so let's get that ball started today and get some people on the phone, and they're going to get teams. Going to be a Team Lindsay filling in for Alex, who's on a little wedding break. Or you're going to have Pork Chop, our producer, represent you. Let's go to Shawnee. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you want Lindsay to represent you, or do you want Pork Chop to represent you?
I'm going to go Pork Chop.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How does that feel, Lindsay, having our listeners not trust you at all?
Wait a minute.
See how it is.
What if she doesn't even know what we're playing? What if we're playing like girly questions? Then she just picked me, and that's probably not a good pick.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you are bi. You might know some stuff.
You're right. Maybe.
True. And just an assumption. Let's keep you on the line with Pork Chop, and let's see here. Cora. Cora, you're on Team Lindsay.
Yay.
All right.
Hi, Cora.
Awesome. Hey.
Look at that. One thing I've noticed so far is that Lindsay is a lot nicer to her teammate than you were, Porkchop. I don't think you said hi.
I was pumped up. I said, hey, what up?
Doesn't sound like it. All right, this game is quite simple. Cora and Shawnee, you guys chill in the background. I'm going to give you 10 slogans total of a famous slogan from a restaurant or a business. Just
okay.
Any kind of famous slogan, anything you could think of, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And what do we buzz in with their name and say the slogan or say the business?
You don't say anything until I call on you. So buzz in. You say Pork Chop, but don't say the answer.
Gotcha.
Wait, are we taking turns or we're just buzzing in?
Okay. You're just buzzing in. So if you know it, Lindsay, don't say the other thing.
Okay.
Okay? Because if you do, you're going to be sorry you did. All right, here we go. Number one, I'm loving it.
Pork Chop.
Lindsay was first on that one.
That is McDonald's.
There we go. A little 1-0 lead right now. That's not looking good for Pork Chop. Let's see if you know the next one here. Finger licking
Pork
good.
Chop.
Pork
KFC.
Chop. Oops. That is correct.
I was not supposed all over that.
Even though you couldn't wait like I told you to, we've got a tie game here. Do that again. Points are taken off. Eat fresh.
Lindsay. Subway.
Whoa, look at that. Okay. Have a break. Have a...
Pork Chop.
Pork Chop.
Kit Kat.
We have got a tie game here. Woo!
I'm so nervous.
Who's butts puckering? Anybody? All right, next one. Taste the rainbow.
Pork Chop.
Lindsay.
Pork Chop.
Skittles.
Ooh, Pork Chop for the first time has taken the lead.
I better get that one right. That's my, isn't that my, what's it called? Motto thing? The rainbow.
I don't know your life.
Rainbow, that's the LGBT thing?
Is that a... Like the
I didn't know
motto.
That. I thought it was embrace the rainbow. I didn't know you had to taste it. But hey, all right, here we go. 3-2 lead. Best out of 10.
Pork Chop.
Lindsay.
Pork Chop.
Named after my cat. That's Frosted Flakes.
I will.
Tony the Tiger.
Accept that. Yep, that is correct. Wow, doubling up on Lindsay right now. 4-6. Lindsay, you got to get in here somewhere.
I'm not good at responding to audio quickly. My brain doesn't process that as quickly.
Well, I feel bad then for your teammate Cora. Here we go. The next one. The slogan game is snap crackle
Lindsay.
Pop. Lindsay.
Rice Krispies.
Correct. Sorry, I stuttered there. My bad. Bit my tongue. All right. 4-3. Here we go. Pork Chop, I believe you could win the game with this next one. Because you're up 4-3. That's 7 questions right there.
She could still tie if I get this one right.
Well, good thing I'm not keeping score. Here we go. It gives you wings.
Lindsay.
Lindsay was in first.
Red Bull.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a tie game 4-4 with 2 questions left. Woo! Here's your next one. Maybe she's born with
Lindsay.
It.
Lindsay.
What?
Maybelline.
Three. Yes.
What the...
Maybe all right. It's Maybelline.
I can't wait to get the audio on that. That literally, all he said was Maybe.
Wow. All right, listen. If Lindsay gets this next one right, then Cora wins. If not, Pork Chop, you can tie it and we can have overtime for one thing, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's like Final Jeopardy all over again.
We get it. Lindsay, my wife, you are on Jeopardy.
Okay.
Here we go. It keeps going.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Energizer.
And ladies and gentlemen, just like that, my wife Lindsay has won! There we go!
I don't have a song! young.
You do not. Congratulations, Cora. Aww. Lindsay just got you some some digital downloads for Grammy artists, and you're qualified.
Congratulations, Cora.
For a trip to the 64th annual Grammys. Hey, Shawnee, how are you doing?
Sad.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You can't ask the Maybelline one that's not gender neutral.
I know guys that wear mascara.
Oh.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys that do.
Oh.
Well, Shawnee, I'm sorry that Porkchop once again has let a listener down.
Next time.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we'll do this again tomorrow around this time, but...
This song makes me cry.
Is this her winning song?
It is. Hold on. Hold on. Actually, I did find Lindsay's winning song. Here we go.
Yay!
Yeah, I kicked his butt the other day. All right, it is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Can we pause 10 seconds for station identification?
Well, since you asked so nicely, yes. As a matter of fact, we can pause right now for 10 seconds of station identification. This is the Joe and Alex Show Radio Network.